If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're here to empower you, so you're in the right spot. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about osteoporosis, and you probably say, well, that's kind of a boring topic. Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. We're going to show you how to sidestep that to help your friends and your relatives sidestep that problem. And if you have it, how to reverse it. It's not that difficult. Of course, it doesn't make medicine any money, but you're going to be healthier. So we're going to cover that, and we'll see how much time we have for other topics and our quack report. But before we get started, we got to honor the Lord. So big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, because that's the way. Today's devotional is in 1 John chapter 1. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Proverbs 14, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And James 4, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Well, all words to live by. Seek Lord's face, mind time to grow short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, Tufts University has some research on cancer. They said over 80,000 cancer cases each year, they say, are linked to poor diet. 5.2% of the new cancer cases they're seeing that do get diagnosed are directly attributed, they say, to really bad diets and excessive body weight. So they're calling it obesity-related cancers. This study was published in the Journal of Cancer Spectrum in June of 2019. Over 80,110 cancer cases had what they call suboptimal diets. So they attributed the diet as a direct cause of the obesity and cancer. So it's amazing. About 52,000 new cancer cases were the colorectal variety. 14,4 cases, uterine cancer, and then 3,100 cases, postmenopausal breast cancers. So they say this is all preventable. Yeah. You have power with food. Change the diet. Change your longevity. Change your future. Last but not least in the quack report, lonely people is in the news. They're asking the question why more of us feel lonely and disconnected than ever before. I think it's the technology. I think that's it, and the falling away of the church. I think those kind of two are big reasons why. They say baby boomers between ages of 55 and 75 aren't more lonely than prior generations, according to these two studies that got published in the American Psychological Association. But they did say the baby boomer population continues to age, and the younger generations kind of struggle with feelings of isolation. So according to them, quote, it's a real consequence for health, for your well-being and your cognitive thinking. So he says, we can't ignore this. We just need to get started and be smarter about dealing with loneliness. So here's some of the stats. An uptick in loneliness, likely because research shows that people, not many people are getting married. They're not making it official, you know, legal, and aren't civilly or socially involved. More people are living alone. They said the data found that loneliness decreased from the age of 50 to about the mid-70s, and then after the 70s it gets more intense. Loneliness peaks for people, they say, between 80s and 90s. It's what they called old age loss, because around that time, you know, you've got spouses dying, friends dying, other family members dying. Maybe you're losing your ability to live on your own, take care of yourself. So once you lose that key factor of control, they say loneliness typically is harder for people. And I don't tend to disagree with that. So, you know, love waxes cold, according to scripture, and men grow worse and worse. I'm not just talking about males. I'm talking about people in general. So it's all spiritual based, really. That's what it is. It's a spiritual breakdown. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about osteoporosis, and Frank tried to keep me on track on my clock. I always get going. I get so excited, and I get in the topic, and then I missed the break point. Keep me on track, Frank. Okay, Frank's good at that. All right, osteoporosis on the rise. News flash, approximately 80% of the osteoporosis patients, they tend to be women with the bone loss. And it tends to be underreported, they say. People aren't being diagnosed as they should, and both men and women do get osteoporosis. In the United States, 1 in 4 women get osteoporosis, and 1 in 8 men over the age of 50 have some sort of evidence of weak bones. Now, a lot of patients often discover they have weak bones when they develop a fracture. It just kind of happens. And the statistics say about 44 million people over the age of 50 have either osteoporosis or what is called low bone mass density. So we're going to dig into this and learn how amazing real calcium can be to help save our bones. Save our bones. Now, Frank's got a good point, y'all. He says you are never alone when you're with the Lord. So true. And we're... the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty, and liberate you from loneliness. Amen and amen to that. I take it and I accept that. Very good, Frank. Thank you so much. Frank's on top of that. Yep. So basically, you can reverse bone problems. A lot of people don't think they can. Well, they're not taught that they can. You know, we're taught to trust the doctors, and the doctors are taught to prescribe. But hey, there's another way, a more natural way, a soothing way. A way without toxicity. So we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. easy to use, and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Frank, we got the power. Yeah, we got the power. We just got to exercise it. We got to learn to do that. Okay, we're talking about osteoporosis, how we can avoid it and reverse it. Because we've talked about calcium before and how important it is to get the right source of a natural calcium in order to improve health, your bones, cartilage, all your connective tissues, and so forth. So a lot of the commercial market calcium products, an enormous market for calcium supplements. I won't argue that. And they range from animal products like milk, yogurt, seashells, animal bones, dolomite. These are what you would think of when you think of calcium supplements. Now, recently, a lot of research has been confirming what a lot of natural healers have known for hundreds of years about the benefits of what we call a real calcium, because it's in its proper form, its proper chemistry. People aren't just told where to look for it. However, you're not going to find real calcium and the benefits of real calcium for your bones if you're using milk products, cow's milk, or the average calcium supplement that you pick up at, you know, the big box stores, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, GNC, and whatever. Okay, so here, I want to give you some signs that you want to look for, because the body will give us warning signs when something is wrong or out of balance. And so we often ignore a lot of these signs. We don't recognize these signs as being important signals that our health is in peril. Okay, we tend to, you know, excuse them away. So here are a few indicators that would or could suggest that you have bone health issues and you need serious nutritional attention right away. So let's say you're sitting, watching TV, and then you want to get up from a sitting position. Do you lean to one side when you do that? If we lean to one side, it often means you have balance problems because muscles are not operating properly. And muscles need calcium too. So any chiropractor is going to tell you that good posture and proper bone alignment is really going to be critical for preventing bone problems. So if you're sitting, you're leaning to one side, that could be an indicator, just beginning to be an indicator. Also grip strength, if it's weak, is an indicator. If your fingers kind of cross while you're trying to open things, or you can't open a jar or even turn pages in a book, you fumble about, these can be indicators. You know, these are little dexterity problems, but these could be indicators that problems when you're trying to do these simple tasks, the bone weakness often is the culprit. And This can lead to weak muscles also and weak tendons and ligaments that control our dexterity. So, because all your ligaments and tendons need calcium also. Also, if you get muscle spasms or cramps, this is usually an indication of mineral depletion like calcium or magnesium. And if you have osteoporosis, a muscle spasm is going to be even more painful because it pinches nerves a lot. And another sign would be receding gums. Yeah, you know, people say, huh, what does receding gums have to do with bones? Well, Lithuanian researchers determine there is a connection between gums receding and the health of your jawbone. So they attributed it to a lack of vitamin D. And brittle fingernails, you know, because our fingernails can tell us a lot about our health. Many conditions can be spotted by examining fingernails. So if the nails are weak or brittle, can be indicating that you have weak bones, according to a study that did get published in the May 2016 Journal of the Clinical Medicine Insights of Arthritis and Musculoskeletal Disorders. Also on the list is reduced height. So there is a significant evidence to support that when our bones are not healthy, we can shrink in height. And losing bone mass in the spine can make us shorter. So women tend to suffer from this more than men. And we've got to cure this, because if you don't, the spine, it can curve. And the spine can get what we call a Dower's hump and develop a curve or a rounded hunch. A hunch-like posture, so we gotta watch that. I'm always trying to correct my posture. My grandparents were always onto me, sit up straight at the table. No elbows on the table. Right? You don't get to leave the dinner table till you're excused. World War II generation rules. They were good. Also, if you got painful bones, achy bones, especially in the neck, lower back, or even in your wrist or hip area, can indicate bone health problems. And this is usually a sign of osteoporosis. And normally the pain is going to be constant, but it'll be localized in one specific area, not all over. So compression fractures are often seen when pain rolls in for the bone there. So you're gonna know it for sure. Well, let's talk about a few studies. According to the Medical News Today at McGill University in Montreal, Canada, they discovered how important real calcium is to women, and they published their findings in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. So this study spanned 12 years, and it determined that women who do not get enough calcium increase their risk of reducing their longevity. So I'm trying to get it out here, Frank. I'm all tongue-tied. I guess I got any calcium. So it was interesting in this study that low or high calcium levels really didn't affect the men the same as it did the women. And the research involved like 9,000 females. And it was one of the largest osteoporosis studies conducted. And so over the course of the study, 13% of the women died, and they were found to be deficient in calcium. Now, a comparison was done on the women that were still alive in the study. They found them to have adequate calcium levels and who also used calcium supplements. So they were using like 1,000 milligrams per day of some sort of calcium supplement. The studies never tell you what supplement they were using. I don't know why. But according to one of the directors of the Montreal study, Dr. David Kotzman, he asserts that the kind of calcium supplement doesn't matter, whether it's animal, plant, mineral, don't matter. However, I disagree. And the soaring rates of osteoporosis is an indicator. 200 million worldwide, 10 million in the United States. So, and some people aren't diagnosed yet. You know, I mean, people are drinking a lot of cow's milk, a lot of milk and cheese and yogurt and all that, and they still have bone problems. It's interesting. Here's what Dr. Kotzman says. Our study found daily use of calcium supplements, regardless of vitamin D, was associated with a lower risk of death among women. End of quote. Now, there were some other studies. The National Institute of Health and some of the other researchers also published findings on the use of calcium supplements, stating that they were detrimental to health and exposed people to an increased risk of adverse events and disease. However, there's doubt to the reliability of this research, as the calcium supplements that were used in the study to produce these negative results were not whole food calcium sources and were calcium from your dolomite rock, seashells, and animal bones, okay, which most likely contain a lot of contaminants like lead. So this kind of calcium supplement will be, void of any other required uptake minerals, so the body can use any of the calcium there. So you have to have a certain chemistry that's in its whole food state for the body to utilize calcium properly. So any type of calcium supplement, well, it's going to determine if you're going to build bone health or tear it down. And it's going to explain why we continue to have bone loss issues in our healthcare. Unprecedented amount of calcium by dairy products is consumed, like 20 billion gallons a year, and we still have bone problems. What's wrong with that picture, Frank? You know, they should be a lot of calcium in cow's milk. That's what we grew up being told. Well, there is. But they don't have the uptake minerals with it, so the body can use it. So the major problem with the dairy industry is our cows, they're no longer grazing outside in sunshine. They're not getting, you know, chlorophyll-rich grass with minerals in it. What they're getting is a waste grain residue from, it's grains that are discarded from breweries and liquor distilleries, the same kind of grains they use in pet food. It's just terrible. And then they add antibiotics to the animals and synthetic growth hormones, and you don't really have a natural milk anymore either. So the countries that consume the most cow's milk are the wealthiest: the United States, European Union, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, which also correlate with a lot of bone disease. Interesting, doesn't it? Seem interesting. Now, the Surgeon General's report stated osteoporosis is high among Asian people and Americans. Hispanic women are at nearly the same risk as Caucasian women, and the lowest statistic for osteoporosis affected one specific group of Black Americans, especially Black males. So bone loss is bad enough, but then you add to it a lot of U.S. medical bills to the tune of $17 billion a year for osteoporosis treatments. Just like cancer, osteoporosis becomes a huge commodity. Why would you want to kill that golden goose, right? I hate to say it, but that's what I'm saying. But we're gonna have some insights here on the other side of this break. Strengthen your bones, Toot Sweet. We'll be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. We're back here in Herb Talk, and we're talking about osteoporosis. It's not a really big deal if you know what to use to correct it, and so we're gonna share that with you. Well, we were talking about how important it is to get real calcium in its whole food chemistry, so it has the other mineral uptake, so the body can metabolize it properly. And David Goetzman also did state that it is important to have the delivery system for calcium so it can reach its proper destination in your body. So if you don't have that proper ratio of calcium, boron, and magnesium, and it's in a 2-to-1 ratio, then you will have what Dr. Goetzman calls hepatic calcification. And he clarifies by saying, quote, "The calcium goes places in the body in excessive amounts, stimulating unnatural accelerated cell division or osteoblasts, causing high bone turnover." So what this means is calcium that is absorbed improperly will create bone spurs, cause stones, and stick to artery plaque, but it won't strengthen your bones. So it's just not there. Now, here's another study real quick. I'll mention this, the British Journal of Nutrition. They were saying calcium's important if you want to lose weight. They were saying that if you want to lose weight, you got to use calcium to help fight obesity. So they say most Americans use substandard calcium supplements or dairy products, which have been fortified with a lot of synthetic nutrients and really have insufficient mineral ratio for calcium and magnesium and boron. This is so true. So how can real calcium help you lose weight? Well, according to their research done at the University of Tennessee, calcium will accelerate weight loss. Real calcium and the proper diet that doesn't have a lot of processed grains or prepackaged foods does produce healthy weight loss. The other natural foods to help you lose weight would be natural antioxidants, green tea to help boost the metabolism, omega-3 fatty acids like in salmon, walnuts, and sardines. Healthy fat makes you lose unhealthy fat, so you can burn the unhealthy fat. Also, hot cayenne peppers boost metabolism, speed up that weight loss reduction also. So the spiced turmeric they listed also as citing to help with weight loss, but it really needs to be combined with your natural fats like olive oil and coconut oil, so those nutrients can be absorbed in the small intestine to help squelch those food cravings. So if you have, you know, you need some willpower help, a little turmeric with your coconut oil or your olive oil. Now, here's some foods that are going to have real calcium and that perfect chemistry balance that only God knows how to do. So when you look at the foods that our Creator made, you're going to see the ones that do contain calcium will also have the boron and magnesium in the 2-to-1 ratio. So two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. There really isn't any need to second guess God's chemistry here or to try to reinvent it, adding mega doses of synthetic stuff. Okay. So here are a few foods that contain that perfect calcium chemistry. Spinach, sardines, figs, oranges, turnip greens, and broccoli. Now, if you look into herbs, if you're turning to herbs for the powerhouse of real calcium, I think the superior choice would be horsetail, oat straw, and lobelia inflata. Now, when we use herbs to like beef up our bone strength, it happens pretty quickly, usually within 4 months. So if you want to reverse a condition of osteoporosis, I would highly recommend using medicinal herbs. It happens fast. So you will also be strengthening the other areas that use calcium to function normally, and that's your muscles, your ligaments, your tendons, your immune system. Even your collagen, your skin will improve, okay? So guess who has the herb calcium? Well, the apothecary. The apothecary herbs folks, if you want real plant-based whole food calcium in a supplement, it's a liquid, it's called calcium tincture or formula. You can give them a call at Apothecary Herbs. Their number's toll-free. And this is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Or you can visit them online. The web address is thepowerherbs.com. So put the word the in front of power. Put an S at the end of herb, thepowerherbs.com. Because that's where your healthcare options just became endless, because it puts the power back in your hands. See there? Simple. You know, they do have a free catalog. You request one either on the phone or on their website. And you know what? They just started their holiday wellness event. I mean, this year's coming to a close really fast, really fast. So why not go out healthy, you know? So they have this wellness event just started, 35% off orders of $50 or more. They do have some restrictions that apply. Some products aren't included in the sale, and it says so on their website. But most of their products are included, so you'll see which ones are not. Now, this event ends on New Year's Day. Yep, 1-1-20, 2020. Can you believe it, Frank? It's going to be 2020. Oh. Anyway, so take advantage, 35% off, $50 or more in your shopping cart or in your order form, and you'll save big time, and you can stock up and save. Because, you know, flu season's not over until March. I was just talking to someone about that today, Frank. I said, don't you realize cold and flu season is related to sugar intake? We start with Halloween, then we go to November when the Thanksgiving, all the treats there. Then we got Christmas and the candy canes and everything. And then we have New Year's with the alcohol that converts to sugar. And then we have Valentine's Day. So sugar suppresses immune system function, and it makes you more vulnerable to catch infections. See there how that works? Plus, they're shoving needles, flu shots in everybody. So, spreading the flu, you know. So, that's why. There you go. A couple of reasons. Well, we got a few minutes. We have a few minutes, Frank? Yes, we got a few minutes. Well, we're going to shift gears here, and we're going to talk about eye health. I don't know how many calls I've gotten recently about eye health, and I think a majority of those calls were on the cataract topic that we covered a while back. Eye health, very important. It's one of those things you have to have for life, for function. And life gets more challenging if your eye health deteriorates. So most people, you know, they do okay getting an eye exam every year, and that's a good thing. But doctors most often really don't inform eye patients maybe that they have cataracts started. Or they may say, you have some baby cataracts. And a lot of people, you know, it's all about what you ask the eye doctor. You know, what is a cataract? What is a cataract? Well, we call it oxidative protein on the lens. So a lot of times we don't eat enough antioxidants. Our diet is lacking something. And, of course, these things, these particulates accumulate. So, but basically, for the most part, eye doctors don't treat cataracts. They just wait until they're extremely bad and you can't drive a car anymore and you can't drive at night and your lifestyle's being limited, that they refer you to the surgery. But, you know, cataracts are common, but they're really not normal. We're not supposed to have them if we're healthy and well. So they are a problem, along with heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes. And if you have arthritis, heart disease, kidney disease, or diabetes, or even cancer, you're more prone to have cataracts. They found this out. I find it just amazing, an amazing thing, that in Deuteronomy 34, the Bible tells us Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eyes were not dim, and his natural forces were not abated. So he was still strong, he was still vital, and he had perfect eyesight at 120. Where medicine's saying, hey, you turn 50, 60, you're going to have senile cataracts, right? So a lot of eye disease can stem from, according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology, if we are, our diet's lacking, if we don't get regular exercise, sometimes eye problems can be genetic. And, of course, we're doing too much close work, too much computer work, inside too much blue screen, you know, eye strain. So if you notice, hey, Frank, if you notice the Asian population, over 50% of them are nearsighted because they're all on these gadgets all the time, you know. And I try to explain to people, if you have reading glasses, if you can't, if your reading vision's bad, you have this little muscle that adjusts the lens for close-up reading, right? And when you get bifocals or reading glasses, then that muscle quits working and it atrophies. So that means your reading vision's never going to get better. It's going to get worse. So you know what the people in Japan do? They like to read. They like to read. So what they'll do, the older generation, what they'll do is they'll be, let's say they read in the paper, and every few minutes they'll move the paper further away, and then a few minutes later they'll move it closer in. So they're making that muscle that adjusts the lens for close-up reading to work. You know what happens when a muscle doesn't work? It atrophies, and it's no good. So, now, I have had the folks from Dr. Banker on the show out in Colorado, and they have a home health kit you can inquire about. Now, they're up on the internet at Dr. Banker, BANKER.com, so you can check them out there. They have some eye exercises, and what I like about their kit is they really do a good job of explaining, if you have this problem with your vision, this is what's happening physically with your eye and what it could be caused by, which I like. Get at the cause, right? Get at the cause. So I think a lot of people are upset. We don't have the Ocumed eye drops up on the website for cataracts. We ran out of them, and we've been waiting to get restocked by the distributor. They've been out of stock a little bit here, but we're hoping to correct that in the next 10 days. Okay. We've gotten word that, we can put our order in. So, we did. So hopefully in the next 10 days, we'll have them back up on the website. But in the meantime, you have this wonderful Cinemira drops, from Dr. Swab, and they also help with cataracts as well as dry eye, occupancy, the lens, just a lot of the metabolic functions of the eye is very soothing. So I encourage you to check that out. Oh, we got to take a break. Oh, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Back here on Med Talk, and we're talking about our eyes. We talked about our bones in the first part of the show. Now we're talking about our eyes because I get a lot of calls about that. You know, people, you know, cataracts, and they just don't want the surgery. And if you have nearsightedness, you're more prone to having vision loss complications like cataracts. Now, a lot of people they don't really notice vision problems when their doctor says, you got some cataracts started, a little yellowing of the lens. That's what they usually say. But it'll be years before you need to do anything about it. But you know what I'm hearing, Frank? I'm hearing people saying, I've got a very aggressively growing cataract. People say their cataracts are speeding up. What's that? Really, what's that? You don't suppose it's all this, you know, radio wave frequency stuff that's affecting our eyes? I wonder about that. It does have a lot of influence. Radio frequencies do. Yeah, they do. All right, so typically people start to get a little concerned when they're driving, especially at night, and they're getting a lot of glare. You know, the cataracts are producing a lot of glare. They get this halo effect from the oncoming car lights, and it's distracting, and it can even be scary because it could, like, you can lose sight of the lines in the road, you know, if it's that distorted. The other thing is the wavy line effect, you know, it's, or the double vision effect that cataracts can give you, really distorting how and bending the light that's coming through the lens. So 22 million Americans over 40 have cataracts. A lot of people over 80, 50%. Have cataracts over 80. Treatment for cataracts costs $6.8 billion a year. And you know, glaucoma could be in the mix there. 2 million Americans with glaucoma. So, you know, we're talking about significant eye health issues and vision loss and impacting health and, you know, your ability, your quality of life. Now, the job of your cornea in your eyes to focus light by sending it through the lens to the retina. And from the retina, there's all these receptors. They're referred to as rods and cones. And what they do is they transform the light into the nervous system, where the nervous system picks up the images and processes them in your brain. So when the cornea gets defective, it will bend the light and distort your vision. Now, corrective eyewear can compensate this defect for a while, you know, but then if you get cataracts in the mix, then it becomes a little trickier. So, you know, here are some things that can affect your eye health and really encourage the form of cataracts. Usually anything that will reduce our mineral zinc in the system, Scientists are reporting that the highest concentrations of zinc will be in your retina and macula of the eye. That's where it is. So if you're using tranquilizers, any sedatives, birth control pills, recreational drugs, this will lower the zinc and also reduces the oxygen delivery supply to the retina. Okay. So long-term zinc deficiency can lead to blindness. So it's no wonder that we have zinc deficiency, because zinc is a nutrient that is processed out of our foods, especially all the grains. They get sprayed with glyphosate, you know, to dehydrate the plant so they don't have to put it up and dehydrate it, you know, the normal way. So here's some herbs that are going to give you lots of zinc. Bilberry, skullcap, pumpkin seed, hot cayenne, capsicum, sage leaf, wild yam root, spirulina algae, chickweed herb, echinacea root, astragalus root, nettle leaf, Siberian ginseng, and Dult's seaweed. Now, interesting enough, we did a show, Frank. I don't remember if you remember. We did a show on the spirulina, right? The spirulina chlorella. They actually encourage stem cell growth in your body to regenerate and heal your body. Isn't that cool? So people typically that have vision problems, if they get, let's say, the zinc out of the spirulina, their vision improves. They just, their eyes feel better and their vision improves. Stem cells, you can rebuild them yourself. You don't need, you know, the surgeons to do it. Vitamin C is another one that your eyes depend on. Your retina needs 20 times more vitamin C than the blood system requires. So if you assemble your meals to include a lot of whole foods that are rich in vitamin C, vitamin E, and beta-carotenes, you have a better chance of protecting your vision from developing cataracts. So think foods. So a lot of the green leafy vegetables, your nuts, your fruits, whole grain cereals are going to be part of the lifestyle if you want to preserve eye health. So protect your eyes. It's important that you do that. Watch the ultraviolet radiation. Watch blue screen technology and LED lights. Not good for your eyes either. If you've got a lot of eye tension, switch out your light bulbs. If you got LED light bulbs, switch them out for the old-fashioned kind. Okay. You can find in the stores now, they have crystal clear, energy efficient GE light bulbs. They're more of a halogen bulb, so they seem to be less stressful on eyes. So, how hard is that to just switch out a light bulb, really? So a lot of colors and glare. Sometimes people say, you know, in one eye, the grass is greener than if I look through the other eye. Well, then it's an indicator you got issues with eye health. A lot of inflammation of the cornea can be the reason. So that's why I like those drops from the Swab people. The Sinemia or Monomia drops are from Germany, but they are an organic eye drop from a plant called the Sinemia plant. And it reduces a lot of inflammation in the eye. It helps the eye function. Now, you got to remember, the oxygen and blood flow delivery to your eye comes in little arteries and veins that are the breadth of a human hair. So, real important not to have inflammation there. So a lot of biological research shows that if you have more natural light than artificial light, it improves your visual acuity, okay, in your eye. And helps prevent you losing a lot of minerals like calcium, too. So when we're in a lot of artificial light, it really does drop our mineral levels. Now, Dr. Morgan Rayford at the Atlanta Eye Clinic in Atlanta, at the medical center there, says two lifestyle choices will offer a lot of risk to your eye, your visual wellness. and clog up your blood vessels and contract ocular blood vessels. So that means you're smoking or you're drinking alcohol too much. Stop that. You know? So it's what we put in the body. He also said junk food diets will do that too. Now, I've told you guys many times, scientific research has said go from an unhealthy to a healthy diet. It changes your DNA in 6 days. That's how much power you have influencing the health and structure and the operation and function of your whole body. 6 days. Just give me 6 days. And bam, you're going to be amazed what you can do. You have that power. And I know you need that confidence. So get your feet wet. Start small. Do something small. And use your nutritional elements and your medicinal herbs. And get rid of headaches. Improve your vision. Energy level. Libido. I mean, the list goes on. What you can do without drugs. And I just love it because it's taking the power back. And it's honoring God because he encourages us from Genesis to Revelation to use herbs. To feel better, be better. Herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. It started in Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 to 30. That's how important he says herbs are. He's right up there in front. And it goes all the way to the last chapter, Revelations 22, chapter 2. We're going to be using herbs in the new millennial kingdom, even. That's how important they are. Why did we get off this track of going to prescription toxic synthetic chemistry drugs instead of using whole foods? Why did we do that? There are some herbs that are great if you got migraines. Now, I did hear from a lady that said the centimeter drops help reduce the halo effect that she would get right before she had a migraine. So no halo effect, no migraine, she says. Yay! Look at that. See? Now, they're on their website, thepowerherbs.com. If you want to look under eye health, you'll find them there. The eye drops are there. They have the calcium formula up there. They have the spirulina in the Body Foundation food mix, which you can get in the small stand-up pouches. They're very portable. Or you can get them in the family size tubs. You know, if you want to use it every day, share it with family. You have options there. You have natural vitamin C, zinc, beta carotenes, amino acids, antioxidants. Bam! Super infuse that into the system and watch the body respond. Give it a chance. You know, reverse that osteoporosis in like 3 to 4 months using plant-based calcium. You'll be amazed. You will pass your bone density test in flying colors and it just... watch your doctor's jaw drop to the floor. That's what it's about. Anyway, I can tell we're out of time, but I've enjoyed every second with you. And I'll be back. Do come back and join us again on Thursday night. But watch the sugar out there and keep that immune system high. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. 35% off now through the first of the year. So do your due diligence and help your body out. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy if you dare. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.